Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah,
got him. Astros shut out the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0. First time the Cardinals have been shut out this season. As the Astros get a combined masterpiece from Hunter Brown, Brian King, Brian Abreu, and Josh Hader. That's a good bounce back win after a tough opener.
It's Curry off the screen, fakes, fires, stuck it. He just stuck it.
Well, there you go. That was last night in a nutshell. If you got comfy at 6:45 watching the Astros and stayed up till midnight to watch Steph Curry stick it, good for you. I did, and it was worth it, man. I stayed up for the whole thing.
Worth it for you. Meanwhile, you're my intellectual backstop.
That's all right.
You better have your head on a swivel this morning.
Zero,
to catch some of my mistakes.
Zero alcohol, my friend. I'm good to go.
Oh, okay.
I'm good to go. I got 4.5 hours of good sleep last night. Yeah.
He's in the best shape of his life.
Oh, I'm in a zone,
man. Has he been training? He just didn't drink last night.
I didn't drink for 4 days in a row, man. Yeah, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, thanks.
look, the Warriors, I'm going to confess, I fell asleep. I think early in the third quarter, I was nervous in the first quarter because the Grizzlies jumped out to an 11-2 lead.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, crap. I got to watch this whole thing. Then the Warriors, I got comfortable enough that I just dozed off. And then lo and behold, it ended up getting closer multiple times.
They were up 20, the Warriors were at one point in the first half. They looked like they were going to run away with that thing. And the Grizzlies came back and made it a game. And the Grizzlies had the ball down 3. With under 10 seconds to go in the game and couldn't inbound the ball. They got a 5-second violation. And that's not how their season is going to end because they're the 8th seed. They'll play the winner of tonight's game between Dallas and who am I missing here? Dallas and somebody.
Minnesota. Sorry. We're playing,
Dallas and
yeah, you're doing great, Sean. You'll be great.
I know. Well, I don't care about the 9-10 game. We're not going to play that team. Dallas and some other crappy team tonight. Well, yeah, they'll play the winner of that game. Anyways, the Warriors win last night. So that's who the Rockets are going to get, man. And it's 6 years in the making. The last time the Rockets got knocked out of the postseason by the Warriors was in 2019. It's a very different-looking Rockets team now than the one then. But you got your wish last night, Seth. You wanted all the smoke. I think you wanted it more than I did, and this is how I know that, is I got 2 or 3 minutes into that game, and I'm like, I can't do it. I can't root for the Warriors. I should go Grizzlies. I hate the Warriors. And that's why I'm excited about this series. I hate the Warriors.
The biggest thing is that you're reminded when you watch the Warriors, oh, yeah, with Jimmy Butler there, they've been the best defense in the league. And the matchup, for me, isn't as much about Steph Curry or Draymond Green or anything in particular. It's that there's a the strength in your ability to offensively rebound, to play transition, play in the transition, all of that. It's not as powerful a strength versus the Warriors as it would be in other matches.
No, but Amen Thompson on Steph Curry sure is, and that's going to be fun to watch for seven games. We saw what he did to him last time, a couple weeks ago. 3-point. By the way, the Sacramento Kings and the Dallas Mavericks face off. Two utterly forgettable teams face off tonight. How do I know they're forgettable? I forgot about one of them. So the Warriors win last night, and I thought it was a hearkening back kind of thing. Like it was Steph Curry. We heard the dagger there. He had hit a three just before that. He hits two threes in the final minute of the game, which kind of keeps this. This is a very. The Rockets should win this series. I watched both those teams last night. I'm like, they are so much better than both of these teams. The Warriors are Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, and that's it. Screw Draymond Green and his Defensive Player of the Year candidacy, which is the phoniest thing ever.
I don't think that. I'm not buying that anybody's actually thinking about voting for Draymond Green for Defensive
Player
of the Year.
He's a heavy favorite to win it, dude.
I think that's, because Vegas is listening. I think the public believes something different than the people who actually vote.
That would be drastic. He's like minus 500. If he doesn't win it, it'd be a major.
I'm not buying it because it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It's a podcast. I saw somebody write that Draymond Green's trying to podcast his way to the Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, he is.
I don't see any justification for it whatsoever by any standard. I don't get it or understand it. Yeah. Maybe I need to listen to more podcasts.
I don't know.
What's Bill Simmons telling people to do?
I don't know.
Is Bill Simmons voting for Draymond Green for Defensive Player of the Year?
I don't know. I do know this. We'll talk about this in the next segment. Amen Thompson is getting a lot of love from people late in the game here, and he's not even on the odds board.
Right.
That would be the craziest thing, is if not only did Draymond not win it as this heavy a favorite, but if Amen Thompson, who's not even on the board, went and won it at the in the end. So we'll get seven games, or at least the best of seven, of Amen Thompson versus Steph Curry. We're going to get a best of seven with Draymond Green and Dylan Brooks trying to out-technical each other. We get Steve Kerr and Ime Udoka, which is a really fun coaching matchup in this thing. This is a way, way, way sizzlier matchup than we would have gotten if the Grizzlies had pulled off the upset last night.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to shy away from any kind of challenge. It would have been a better matchup versus the Grizzlies on paper. But look, what have we been saying all season long? At least especially in the second half of the season. Let's see how the Rockets do in the playoffs, and then you'll get a really good feel for how much you want Kevin Durant and how much you're willing to trade for Kevin Durant. So this you get right off the bat, you're going to get a test, you're going to get a challenge, and if the Rockets pull it off, we should have a barometer for how much people want Kevin Durant. If the Rockets beat the Warriors, the people will assuredly not want Kevin Durant as much. If they lose to the Warriors, they're going to be gung-ho Kevin Durant.
They'll be gung-ho Kevin Durant, and I think it'll be kind of a, like, within that, probably a sliding scale, depending on how much the inability to score in the half court and the inability to score at the end of games is an issue in this series. You know,
you're going up against the team that's been the best defense in the NBA as of late. So you're gonna face those challenges versus the Warriors.
Yeah, yeah. So this is exciting, man. The game is gonna be the first game. Game one is gonna be on Sunday night. Which I guess is a little surprising that ABC wouldn't want to cherry pick the Warriors there for that middle of the day game at 2:30. That's kind of the marquee time slot on Sundays the first weekend. But it is what it is. 8:30 Sunday night, and get used to it. If you're going to be dialing into this series, get used to some late nights with them playing the Golden State Warriors. That's going to be weird. An 8:30 start time here at Toyota Center, with games usually starting at 7.
Yeah.
And the game starting at 8, a home game starting at 8:30.
Listen, we don't have our typical excuses for showing up late, okay, Houston? Listen, I know y'all work hard and all that, but you're not coming home from work, by and large, most of you, at 7:30 p.m. And, you got to fight
on a Sunday.
Get home and tuck the kids in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'd say 3% of you might have an excuse.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Meanwhile, last night, the Astros got a win. I'll take boring if they're going to win 2-0, I suppose.
They compressed all the excitement into one inning.
Yeah.
In the sixth inning, really. Yeah. That's where Jeremy Peña flat out ignored the stop sign. Pikachu there.
As he should have, by the way.
I know. Jake Myers, it's a fly ball to right field. Jordan Walker can't come up with it. And Jeremy Peña, who's on second, just ignored the stop sign, came home, made a great play at home to get the lead.
A great slide, yeah. When I heard on the broadcast that he was running through a stop sign, I'm like, why is there a stop sign in a nothing game for a team where you have your nine hitter coming up next?
Yeah.
Why are you a nothing game in a team that can't score runs? Like, this might be your only shot at scoring a run. And other than a Yordan Alvarez home run in the ninth, it was your only chance at scoring runs. Why is there a stop sign there? Good for you, Jeremy Peña. Stick it to the man. Authority? No. Run right through authority, Jeremy Peña. I couldn't believe there was a stop sign on that play.
The top of the sixth was really all you need to watch. If you didn't watch the game, go back and watch the top. Other than Hunter having a great night.
Yeah.
Hunter had a
yeah.
great, great night. Yeah. So Hunter did very well. He's had back-to-back six-inning performances with shutouts. So he's doing very, very well. But that top of the sixth, Peña hit a double. And then Jordan Walker made a great play on a Yiner fly ball in right field. Very next at-bat, Walker can't get to pretty much the same area on a Myers single, and then Peña does what he did.
Yeah.
And then Cam Smith hit a smoker right at Fetty Wap there, and Fetty Wap comes up with it.
Yeah.
And
it was
for
a
the
line drive
play.
Right at
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that was all the excitement you needed.
Hunter was... Hunter himself is encouraging, obviously. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He was scuffling a little bit early in that game.
Yeah.
He didn't strike anybody out till the end of the fourth inning.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of traffic on the bases. I actually like outings. I love outings. If it was six innings, he gave up one hit and struck out nine guys, that would be awesome. I kind of like that he had a little bit of adversity he had to deal with early in the game, and he was able to kind of pitch his way out of it without overpowering guys?
Well, they also, look, the umpire was really messing with the strike zone. That thing was contracting and dilating like it was about to give birth. Yeah. I thought the strike zone was going to pop a baby out of its loins. And he got, Hunter Brown got screwed really bad on one of those, on a potential strikeout, I believe. And his mental toughness as a young pitcher, it was very much on display last night. He worked his way out of some trouble, some bad calls. I mean, it was bad on both sides. Yeah. The umpire was just all over the place. Christian Walker got screwed on a strikeout that, you know, after the strike zone was incredibly small,
yeah,
he struck out on an outside corner a strike that just barely nudged it.
I'm ready for the automated umpires. I never thought I would be. I'm a human error guy. Some of these umpires are just bleh. So yeah, that was good to see. Hunter Brown, 17 straight scoreless innings right now. He's on one, man. He hasn't given up a run since his first game of the year.
You know what he did last night? Is he hadn't thrown a sinker versus a lefty all season, and then he threw 18 sinkers versus lefties.
Ah.
And this is a little bit, at the very least, we're seeing a little bit of what they talked about during spring training, mm-hmm, which is they want the pitchers to have a little bit more of a catalog to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done that really well. He's always, like, he's got reverse splits versus lefties, but it was cool to see him do it in a different way last night.
Yeah. Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. I'm going to the Astros game today. First time I've been able to see the Astros live in about 31 years. Oh, shout out to a St. Louis listener. Appreciate that. Yeah, 12:15 today. We got a Nick Caserio press conference at noon. We've got the Astros at 12:15 today. It's been a nice little sports watching run lately. Last night was fun. The Astros game ending right about the time that Golden State and Memphis was beginning was perfect. All right, we're off and running on a Wednesday. Good to be with you. Yeah, Nick Caserio will meet with the media today at noon. I would imagine we will be carrying that here live on Sports Radio 610. Let's dig into it, man. We get a Warriors series. First time in 6 years facing them in the playoffs. The circle of life. Almost complete. And could Amen Thompson steal some hardware? We will get to that coming up next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.